Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 27th of April, and with a pharma special in the offing. Starting off with Avacta, and you can see the way that the shares have progressed within this rising trend channel in place since the end of March. Shares first highlighted here in the near term around the 24 pence level in the last week of March and progressed rather well since then, as you can see. Current view is that while the stock is above the floor of the channel at 70 pence, we're looking at a target here over the next couple of weeks, perhaps up to around the 115 pence mark. At this stage, any dips towards the 80 to 75 pence level regarded as buying opportunities on a technical basis. Next up is a stock which has been away from us in the bulletin board here for quite a while, but current situation is that we're looking at a gap higher through the 50-day moving average, currently at 0.62, and breaking this line of resistance from the end of January at 0.55. While we're above 0.55, looking for a target for the shares between 1 pence and 1.2 pence, basically the resistance on the way down earlier in the year. On to Braveheart, which was a rather unlikely winner after being highlighted here, I think in the low teens earlier this month, around this sort of area here, second week of April. Current situation is that we're going to Golden Cross buy signal between the 50 and 200-day moving averages at 11 pence after the Golden Cross between the 20 and 200-day the other week. Best case scenario target, even though we've already really climbed quite high, is up to 35 pence, which is an April resistance line projection from last year. So that's the best case scenario target we've got at the moment. That's valid while we hold above 20 pence at this stage. On to a rather crazy looking chart at the moment. It comes in the form of EKF Diagnostics. I think I looked at this a little while ago, maybe a couple of weeks or so, but the situation here is we've got this rising trend channel that can be drawn from the end of 2015, top of the channel heading towards 50 pence, and that is the target while we hold above the 50-day moving average and the floor of the channel at 31 pence, sorry, the 200-day moving average and the floor of the channel at just under 32 pence. At this stage, only sustained price action back below 35 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. One of the more happy situations in terms of pharma recoveries, a stock which has been on the back foot for quite a while, is Hemogenics. That was highlighted here for the first time a couple of weeks back around the 1.7, 1.8 pence level on the occasion of breaking that line of resistance from January and the 50-day moving average at 1.6 pence. Getting back above 1.6 pence was also eliminating the bear trap that we had for March and the first part of April, so that was a added backup for the bull scenario. Breaking 2.5 pence today opens up as high as 4.5 pence or even 5 pence at the top of the broadening triangle from June last year on the daily chart. On to Nuformics, which has had its moments in the recent past, but looks as though maybe finally getting underway for a new bullish phase, joining all the other pharma stocks. Its current situation is that we've broken that line of resistance from January around 4.5 pence, and while we hold above that, looking for around 7 to 8 pence initially, which would take the shares back to where they were at the top of the February range. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a break of the 50-day moving average, currently at 5.03 pence, before regarding this stock as being fully in recovery mode. Couldn't resist looking at Open Orphan again. Lots of coverage in the media almost every day now, given the news flow that the company has. Current situation is that we're just about to break the breaking the main 8 to 8.5 pence resistance for the shares. If we can clear that on an end of day, end of week basis, then looking for 12 pence plus over the next month or so. That upside target value while we hold above the 20-day moving average around the 7 pence level. Mega Diagnostics covered here for the first time in the recent past on April the 2nd at 8.75 pence, I believe. Currently soaring away at the moment and heading towards The best case scenario target, as defined by the resistance line projection from a long time ago, 2015, that's heading up to 70 pence. And the target there value while we hold above the 45 to 50 pence area, which is basically today's earlier intraday support zone. You can tell that it's really is a bull market for pharma stocks when one of the perennial underperformers, Protium Sciences, starts to lift off. You can see from the daily chart there, it's not been a pretty picture in the recent past. In fact, we haven't even broken the main near-term resistance at 5 pence. But if we do that on an end-of-day, end-of-week close for the stock, we could see the shares hit towards the 8 to 9 pence area, which is the top of a rather wide rising trend channel that I'm drawing at the moment from the beginning of 2017. This stage only really back below, let's say, 3.5 pence, back down to the 50-day moving average at 3.3 pence, really upsetting or delaying the breakout scenario. And ideally, we don't actually close back below 4 pence ahead of a break of the 5 pence major resistance for the stock. Wanted to look at Scancell again. There are some doubters regarding the spike higher that we had at the end of last week. I did suggest that while we remain above 7 pence, the bull scenario is still in play, and we've just about managed to do that. While we do that, looking for a target up to 14 pence, which is a line of resistance from late 2018. As I said, that's valid while we hold above the 7 pence area. Finishing off with one of the more stubborn stocks technically in the pharma area, and that comes from Tiziana Life Sciences. Still battling to break this 60 to 70 pence area. Probably the easiest thing here now is to wait for an end of day close above 70 pence before targeting £1 plus over the next few weeks. We still have a best case scenario target here on any breakout back up towards the 180 to 200 pence area at the top of a rising trend channel from August last year. But at the moment, 60 to 70 pence needs to be covered as far as breaking resistance. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.